The first reading today, we see a great point of hope for all of us, and that is that mercy triumphs over judgment. Every last one of us is going to have to stand before our blessed Lord, and he is going to be our judge. And we are going to be judged, as we all know, on what we did and what we failed to do. And so St. James gives us the formula for being able to get to heaven. Mercy. Not merely the mercy of God for us, which obviously we need, because we know fully well if we got justice, we all know where we would be. But practicing mercy. If we have faith in a God who is merciful, and we're going to ask him to be merciful to us, then we have to put that mercy into practice toward others. That's the point that's being made. And so when St. James is talking about faith without works being dead, so therefore we have to have the works that go along with the faith, it's not just simply about doing good works, it's about doing the best work. It's about the charity. And that's what mercy is really all about. Remember that the word mercy is misericordia, from the misery of the heart, is literally what that means. And so it's not about just simply being nice. It's about looking at the hurts, at the pain, at the struggles that we deal with on the inside, and from the misery that's there, to be able to still reach out and to forgive, to reach out and be merciful, to reach out and to be kind, to reach out and to be charitable. That's what every last one of us is being asked to do. It is really, really easy to judge. And we are experts at it, let's admit it. We all do it, and we all do it really well. Doesn't mean that we're doing it right, but we all do it really well. But being merciful requires a lot more effort. Being merciful requires a dying to self, which is why St. James is pointing out that that requires faith. Why would we be merciful if I'm the end-all and be-all? Someone did something to me, I'm going to get even. Someone owes something to me, they're going to pay it. There is no forgiveness, there is no letting anyone off the hook, because I am it. There's nothing beyond me. But if I have faith in one who's greater than me, and that one is merciful, and that one against whom I have sinned so often and so horribly, then if I'm going to look to the mercy of God, then that faith in that merciful God is going to require me to be merciful to others because of that faith. Who do we have faith in? If we look, for instance, at some in this world, the one that they have faith in is leading them to do violent things because they have faith in someone who hates. We have faith in one who is love. We have faith in one who is truth. And so to be merciful doesn't mean that we're just walking away from something and allowing an injustice. It doesn't mean that we're denying the truth. But it means, as it says, mercy triumphs over judgment. We can make a judgment that this thing is wrong, that this thing is unjust, whatever it is, and that may be indeed a true judgment. But now the charity actually supersedes that. That's the part that all of us must recognize. So again, we're not acting out of foolishness. We're not just simply saying, oh, whatever, it doesn't matter, you know, we're just be merciful no matter what. No, this is a choice that we have to make in the face of something that is wrong. It is an act of the will that we are making based on the knowledge that we have of who God is, and therefore on the faith that we have in that God whom we know. So that's what we have to look at, because we're made in his image and likeness. We are made to do what he does. We are made to be like he is. If he is love and he is truth, that's what he's asking of us. And so that mercy obviously is seen in a variety of ways. We look at it in a particular way with regard to forgiveness of sin, because we recognize the necessity of God's mercy at that point. And then we are reminded that that is the one point in the Paternoster that Jesus singled out for commentary. Nothing else in each of the points that he makes in the Lord's Prayer, nothing else does he comment on except the forgiveness of sin. And that unless you forgive your brother from your heart, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. That's what we're looking at. That's where the necessity for mercy is, because we're going to stand before the Lord, and we're going to hope at that point that he's going to be a merciful judge. Well, we know he's a merciful judge. We just hope he's got mercy on us. But it's made pretty clear. And the Lord himself made it very clear when he said, the measure with which you measure is the measure that will be used against you, to measure against you. So are you being merciful? Then mercy will be yours. If you're going to be harsh, harshness is what you're going to get. If we have faith in a God who is merciful and loving, then that's how we have to act. Because faith without works is dead. Giving God lip service while our hearts are far from him is going to get us into a very deep spot. And by that, I don't mean the last place in heaven. And so we need to really look seriously at the God in whom we have faith, in whom we profess our belief. And we need then to look say, if this is whom I believe, then this is the one whom I must imitate. If he is merciful, I must be merciful. If he is loving, I must be loving. If he is truth, I need to be about the truth. That's what we're supposed to be. That's what we're created for. But that's ultimately what we're going to stand before him and have to address. And so, if we are merciful, mercy will be ours, because mercy triumphs over judgment.